Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
I can tell you what we did last week.
Oh, good.
Bog all. Same as we've done for the last 3 weeks. We basically redid some of the experiments we've already done, I believe, because we've forgotten that we did them.
You recorded?
Oh, yes.
Was that your turn?
I was, yes, yeah.
Good. Have you changed your sound?
I did a little sing at the beginning. Is that all right?
Oh, no, okay.
Well, that depends. Do you mean you were doing a very tasteless and somewhat racist impersonation of an Indian gentleman?
What are you asking? Was I singing Goodness Gracious Me? No, I was singing Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Oh. It's all right. I'm a bit sensitive because I was watching Talons of Wang Chang yesterday. I know. I mean, it's brilliant, but it's also got its problems. And I think possibly the yellow face might be the biggest problem.
Yeah,
and the rat.
I think it's one of those things of nobody involved in producing it thought there was anything even slightly wrong about it. But, you know, the era really was.
That's because they were all white men.
Yes.
But what's funny is that the character, even though it's a little confused, but even though quite a lot of the time he is being a very stereotypical Chinaman, he's playing that up to the audiences and the English people he meets, and he's less of that when he's not on stage. And, you know, he makes jokes like when the doctor sort of disappears out of the cabinet of death. He looks across and goes, oh, one of us is yellow. And he has little jokes that in it, but he doesn't, unfortunately, become sort of ordinary Chinese enough. Mm. He's still a caricature, even
is
when he's not overdoing
it. Is he a Chinese actor, or is he...
Oh, God,
is
he bollocks?
How many of these could you find without leaving Shepherd's Bush?
Okay.
Well, they found a few. Basically, they all got put in black pyjamas and murdered, you know, periodically.
I had a similar experience when Elliot started reading Tintin. The very first page was incredibly racist.
You didn't do Tintin in the Congo, did you?
I don't think that's easy to get nowadays. No, he was in South America. And the first page was basically all foreigners are thieves. That was pretty much it. I think that may have been the actual line of dialogue.
The thing I really liked about
which is ironic because he's Belgian.
You've got all these classic English against Chinese racist lines, most of which are said by people who are obviously, in the context of the story, idiots. So
yes. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what I think sort of redeems it, and also I do think some people miss that element.
Mm-hmm.
But at times, it could have just been done kind of a little better.
Tintin is actually a terrible racist.
Yeah.
Never got into it.
I was never a huge Tintin fan.
I was more of an Asterix
Captain
fan.
Captain Haddock was that kind of guy.
Yeah.
But Asterix was...
Oh, God, yeah.
I couldn't. That translation, maybe the finest translation job I've ever found.
Yeah, Anthea Bell was invited to one of the Cambridge role-playing cons.
Oh, was she the translator?
She was one of them. Derek
one of them. Martin Bell's sister, was it?
Maybe. Derek Hockridge, I think, was either dead or very, very infirm by that point. But she was apparently amazed that what to her was, you know, an enjoyable translation job that went on for a while and paid reasonably well, had a fan base all of its own. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're just entirely different jokes to the French ones, but they were brilliant.
Alone is a work of genius.
Vital statistics.
Yeah. Well, Getafix. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yes, Getafix the Bard.
But Dogmatics doubles down on the original.
No, the Druid.
As well.
Druid, sorry, yes.
Cacophonics.
Yeah, Cacophonics is the Bard, yes, sorry.
Some classics there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very hard thing to translate comedy, I believe. I can certainly
timing. Right.
Of her own accord.
We are, Jim, you'll never believe it, we're still on the big whatever it is ship, generation ship or
spaceship.
We have gone back at least once.
We've been back. We got a good sample of the Goop because it attempted to be intimate with Mason.
And I believe you have in fact cultivated a planet destroying mega organism.
No, it's microorganism. Well, bigger than micro, smaller than mega. I mean, an organism.
Macro-organism?
It's sort of preparing to be a planet-destroying mega-organism.
Well, it's big for a cell.
Aren't we all, given the opportunity?
Yeah, we've done that.
This is what Dr. Radish is actively feeding, and it's going bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's perfectly safe. It's not the blob.
Dr. Seymour Radish.
and we... That's about it. I mean, we carried a lot of experiments. We worried a lot about what these... So we worked out this looked like an accidental asteroid impact or accidental interception with some astrological body.
We'd worked that out before, but...
Well, that's what I mean. Like, everything we did last time, we've basically already done.
And it's repairing the communications network, and sensors, isn't it?
We worried it was like a giant AI neural network, but that, it didn't really fit with what was happening.
That's something you've got with more observation. Essentially, there are sections of the structure that appear to have been isolated and damaged, or isolated by damage. And what it's doing is building data connections to them first, and then once those are working, it's then sending in repair teams to repair the other stuff. But the lack of optical fibers for the data connections appears to have been the choke point.
So it seems to be the whole Selenium business.
So as it's reconnecting those areas, they are reactivating the local bots and it's able to massively increase the speed of repairs.
Yes.
So my theory is that this amoeboid creature was on whatever hit the spaceship and is now sort of an infection. But that still doesn't get us a lot further as to should we be letting the ship repair itself? Because we don't know its purpose.
No, that's it. We can't estimate really how long it's going to take, for one thing, because we don't know what else they might need.
If
they can get themselves...
Sorry, Roger. No, I was just going to say, you have got to the point that, yes, you gave it a second larger load of selenium. It appears to have got through that. Mm-hmm. And the things that you now know are fiber optic fabricators have shut down again.
Mm-hmm. And
you do have a much larger load coming back with George Bauer.
We're just wondering, do we want to repair this and then find out it's full of planet-busting super crustaceans or something?
It appears to be full of oysters. I mean, for all we know, we should just break out some IPA and get some lemon wedges. A bit of Tabasco, maybe, depending on your taste. And just
where
get ready
get
for them.
Where would you get a lemon wedge of sufficient size? I mean, these are quite large creatures, I understand.
No, wedges. They're not that big. I mean, they're in these
perhaps. This is just like the caviar ship for some super advanced race that's kind of...
This is essentially
the question is very
fridge.
Much, are we in a Douglas Adams universe? Or
these are the hors d'oeuvres for some giant fleet that's gone on way ahead.
Yeah. Is it Geiger or Adams?
You've seen no sign of the indoctrination of the hors d'oeuvre, which you would assume would be essential.
Not a single napkin to be seen.
That's a good question. Which universe would you rather actually be in? Like, Adams is funny, but quite cruel
awful,
as well.
Actually.
But you would have a Babel fish.
I mean, it depends. Are you saying, oh, you'll be, you know, spontaneously reincarnated in the Adams universe? Well, you could be the dish of the day. But at least you'd be content with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Alternatively, in a Geiger universe, there was no way I'd stick a Geiger fish into my ear on the off chance.
But you could be reincarnated as the alien.
Don't worry, it's self-inserting.
But the aliens are not...
They don't look that happy with their lot either.
They're predators, aren't they? They're machines. Anyway, I may have gone slightly off track, I hope, with talk of aliens.
All right, so the repairs shut down. We found a bit of this amoeba, there's probably more left. It does seem to be a single-celled organism.
Yeah.
It's probably...
Do you reckon we can get the repair bots to latch onto this thing as a foreign body, though? The
what
fact
they
that
they do
don't seem
when
to
they
do
get
anything
near it.
With it.
They didn't seem to be when you, I mean, they've been in the same place. And you've seen them use the shock prods to discourage it. But
yeah.
They don't seem to be able or willing or whatever to do any more than that.
Yeah, they're not actively hunting it or anything.
Nothing along the lines of the immune response you might hope for.
You would expect that a ship of this size, you know, if it's got some long-term mission, surely they would anticipate that it could have been boarded or infected by something. And it must have some sort of... Perhaps it's on the other side of the glory hole. Perhaps that's the hunter-killer.
Mm-hmm.
And they just haven't released it. Perhaps we should just open up that wall and see what's there.
Look for the bug bladder. Yeah.
So we went to one of the node places, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Where,
the node, yes.
Yeah, and when they tried to stop our... their bots tried to stop our bots, but our bots basically...
But we won.
Our bots basically just whizzed...
Our bots are bigger than their bots.
Whizzed round them, and had a look around. And I can't remember exactly
you found
what we thought about that.
Server rooms, and you also found a nutrient vat where some slowdent green activity is what you think is going on with the deceased aliens.
It's never good, that, is it?
But you're in space, there's not a lot of biomass, you don't want to waste it.
I suppose you've got to do something with corpses.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get that amoeba thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Put it to some good use.
Maybe we'll...
perhaps poison the entire vat.
I'm thinking consume the entire vat and then
whatever the vat.
Eat. Then you've got a giant space-faring amoeba inside a
huge
thing of name of tube that I've forgotten.
Yeah, do you know that's pretty much one of the scenarios in Starfleet battles.
Yeah, exactly. What you really want is a Buzzard Ramjet capable of firing an enormous space-faring immortal amoeboid.
Well, our fundamental problem is we don't know what this ship's for. Do we want to help repair it? Is it a mission of mercy or is this a threat? And we're struggling to come up with an idea of how to find out more about it.
I know I always say this.
Go on.
But I think it's time to unleash the linguist.
Didn't we talk about the
You did talk about it, and I agree.
What about some better computer people? Because we need somebody who can... Well, we need C-3PO, basically. Somebody who can communicate with binary load lifters and...
Well, know, I used to...
Moisture evaporators.
And well, they're very similar to your binary evaporators.
Mm. But I think that is it, because, I mean, as was pointed out, you know, there's presumably the robots have, or the whatever creature these are, have words for things that, you know, they're like selenium, that they're able to communicate more effectively than here is a diagram.
Yeah, we did try that a bit, but they do seem very limited in their...
However, there's always the possibility that isolated, they're limited, and once this net gets back up, who knows, they could become a super intelligence. I mean, we really don't know how their intelligence or working is distributed.
In the first chambers you went into.
Yeah. So the net is actually, so the amount of damage on the ship overall is quite a small percentage of the overall.
Yeah, and these robots were not designed by me. They do not use hardwired Ethernet only for greater security. They do have short-range wireless communication.
They can be hacked.
Well, more to the point, that, you know, there is a communication node, so the robot can radio to the local node, and then the local node can talk to elsewhere in the ship at longer range.
Episode 14, Dr. Radish is playing Doom on one of the server droids.
I think, you know, I would say get different linguists, because that one we've got knows how to communicate with one of the alien races we've discovered. Let's keep him safely out of harm's way.
That's why he's been murdered and buried in a shallow grave.
He is not the first person. I'm not saying the other linguists are expendable, but...
There has to come down to a question of how... Well, what are we trying to get out of this? Because we're not necessarily trying to stop these things at all.
Well,
as long as we don't discover they're aiming for Earth somehow. And even then, it's going to take them an awfully long time to get there. Are we that bothered? Mm. We can come back, overtake them, and...
We'll be dead by then.
Warn everybody. Yeah,
I suppose... I mean, to some extent, whether or not we give this massive ship full of aliens a bunch of free selenium at the expense of furthering our own mission is...
Well, no, we've
it's not at the expense, though.
No, well, we haven't mined a load more. We haven't given it our whole ship supply. We decided against that.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, you know, because sort of the decision... I feel like the decision we're at is... We don't particularly think we've got a reason to try and harm them, but it's more, well, do we actively...
But we could find one if pressed, I mean...
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, you know, it's more like, should we invest our time in actively trying to help these creatures, or just get on with our mission and head off?
Well, in part, our mission is a, you know, scientific inquiry, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
So the question is, what can we get out of this in terms of increasing our knowledge?
If we can,
and if the answer is we shouldn't have pressed that button, as seems to happen every time we try this, then whoopsie, we'll move on. But we can't just spend all of our time here. The captain sooner or later is going to want to piss off, isn't
he? No.
So what are we? What actual short-term objectives can we think of that might make this more than just let's wait until they fix everything and see if they're the bad guys?
Is there any way we can think of? Talking to the robots is worth a try, because sort of communication feels like the best thing.
If we can establish communication,
computer,
we learn something.
Computer.
You know. Anytime we manage to successfully overcome a language barrier, to some extent, we have learned something new. Mm-hmm. And potentially learned something about these creatures.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, one option is certainly ask George Stahl to take a look at it.
Who else
don't
have
we have an
got?
AI to do this kind of thing?
You have a Fresca AI, which is a useful assistant. But isn't gonna do the job.
But it's no George.
George doesn't have to fly over onto the wreck, does he? We've got communication.
We haven't particularly got AIs. I think we've got ASs, haven't we? Artificial
well, the Archimedes, which is the one you have for this mission on Bayern, is pretty damn advanced.
Mm-hmm.
And you can.
Well, we could have had a walking, talking avatar of a cloud-based spaceborne intelligence.
Yeah,
talking about whatever. I'm glad we.
Anyway, what you could certainly do is give George a remote rig into one of the drones.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Sounds good.
And he will be complaining about body language not coming through and so on, but it will work.
Cast summon bind linguist.
If he'd seen the thing that had a body, he wouldn't be complaining so much.
Also, have we not done things like when we got to the server room, kind of started making copies?
Oh, you have copies of data in transit, no problem at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, unknown binary encoding, unknown character representation, unknown encryption or lack thereof.
I would imagine we're scanning things and sending information across.
Is this encryption or is it just compression?
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, basically, my thought is that, you know, a couple of weeks worth of that, and chances are you're going to have at least something where, if even after we bugger off, we can still be working on it for a while.
Yeah.
And the worst case scenario, we might need to turn round in a couple of months, go, arse, we actually better shoot them down after all.
One more thing. Kaboom.
Now, really, Mark, that's nowhere near the worst case scenario. sure we can think of much more awful immediate situations.
You've got about a day before Georg Bauer gets back, and that's when probably Commander Schmidt is going to be starting to ask, well, what do you want to do from here?
Okay.
Yeah.
During...
As indeed we are, I think.
Because... Yeah. So we can't spend the rest of our lives here.
George is, I mean, it's a new alien language he hasn't had the chance to learn yet. He's not going to bother with sleep very much in the next day.
Met nerds before.
Amphetamines, we... George.
Oh, we have much better amphetamines now. Space amphetamines.
Space amphetamines. Yes, that's the tickers.
Only 20% radium.
Just do one line there and one line.
Probably involving dimps. So he's going to be working on that. Do you want to do anything else while you're waiting for him to?
There isn't really a central mainframe we seem to be able to hack into, is there? Or we haven't found anything like
that. Well, we hack into.
You've got a server room which appears to be one of the central mainframes. There is a lot of redundancy in this design.
Well, is it worth us trying to computer our way into this?
Well, so,
Independence Day fashion.
You have an Enigma encryption device. You're trying to hack into an iMac.
I know we mentioned Independence Day last time, but that's my go-to model of this sort of thing.
Look, what we need to do is to focus,
find Jeff Goldblum.
We then hit the keyboard rapidly for no more than 15 seconds, and one of us then says confidently, I'm in. Roger, what have we learned?
Don't we need a montage with all green flashing
ads? Will it help if we all use the keyboard simultaneously?
Have you ever seen that website that it's called something like Type Like a Hacker, and it just simulates what happens when somebody is playing a hacker on a film, and no matter what you hit, it types up loads of sort of codes and inquiries and comes back with info.
Meanwhile, what you might learn is, sufficiently bright flashes at the right frequency will induce epilepsy in almost anyone.
I've got to get my pressure suit back from the dry cleaners. Obviously, I'm going to be a while.
We have got some spare pressure suits.
I'm particularly attached to that one.
Oh, okay.
Is that because you're wearing it?
Not anymore.
Now it's got ick on it.
Yeah, it gave in the ick.
Yeah, I mean, they may well be replacing elements of it.
Yeah.
Was there any way we can...
I'm fine with another one.
I do have computer skills.
We have recorded some of the data travelling.
We have recorded a shed load of the data.
Yeah. Data jimmies. What do we call them?
Data shunts, yes.
No, that's not cool enough. Call them something like a...
Do you think data jimmy is cool?
Yeah, that's the sort of thing they'd say in Neuromancer, isn't it? Got a jimmy on it. You know, that sort of thing.
Really? Because I just think of Wee Jimmy Cranky, and there's nothing cool happening there.
I thought of a much cooler name last session.
See, and now my problem is I can't think of Wee Jimmy Cranky without the thought of wife swapping, and I really want to...
Wait, what? Why? What? Why?
Last session, all I remember is you came up with the term and everybody said, let's just call it a glory hole instead.
So... yes, I recall that. I don't remember, the term has been blissfully erased from even my memory, so...
Call them something different every episode.
Call it the sphincter.
I mean, glory hole is a perfectly acceptable... Well,
is
a
it
bit
acceptable?
Like gay. It used to mean something else.
Yeah, the bug bladder shaft.
We've all been given the bug bladder shaft on this mission.
Yeah, the slightly uncomfortable sequel to the Ipcress file.
I should possibly watch that again at some point.
The Bourne Identity.
See if I understand it when I'm not 12.
Why didn't they call the sequel The Bourne Again Identity? Anyway, never mind.
The Reborn Identity.
No, it's not good. Mine's better.
Yeah, but they've got to make several of these films.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, there you go.
The
Bournemouth Identity.
That would be the parody
enjoyed
song
it, but
version.
It did seem to have a lower budget, I felt, than the earlier one.
Yes, but at least Bournemouth has the lower pleasure gardens. It's not just as much fun as they say.
Then there's the Bjorn identity, of course.
But again, we're starting to go perilously towards Abba.
Have we segued again?
We stole a robot. We kidnapped a robot. It was Dr. Radish's idea.
Yes, but didn't it just turn off when we got it out of range?
But that means we've got a robot which contains data.
Well, we thought...
programming.
Maybe.
That was the vague idea, wasn't it?
I would like to...
probe.
Imagine
a
lobster.
Robot?
It doesn't count if it's a robot.
I would like to crack open this robot.
This is how the robot revolution started.
And examine its delicious, buttery data.
I mean, I could see this perfectly well. Your fair exchange. You dissect one of theirs, they dissect one of yours.
Yeah, exactly.
I just check whether our computer is aware of the difference? Our computer expert is aware of the difference between a robot and a baked potato.
And can I just check whether Shim's actually had something to eat before playing tonight? Because I'm wondering if you may be a little too focused.
Well, your computer expert is that French lady whom Jethro is taking interest in.
Mm.
She doesn't seem to be good at computers, even if she has poor taste in men, on the basis that she's still not leaving when Jethro enters the room. So,
I will encourage her to see if we can, perhaps non-invasively, get a copy of the robot software or something similar.
Jethro has
how it works.
High strength, high dex, high social.
She may be one of those ladies who's chosen to go with the lowest common denominator in the room to avoid later disappointment. I do not speak for me.
Dr. Radish, are you robotics or cybernetics?
I'm working on... I am cybernetics. Mm. Yes, I'm cybernetics. Yeah, that.
Do we have a roboticist? Perhaps between the two of them, they could examine this thing.
I don't think so.
I'm trying to work out, can we essentially get a copy of the operating system and work out how this works? Because knowing what, that seems like the sort of useful information
that
might that give
in
us more insight.
Hours. Maybe our AI can help with
it. Well, if we can copy it, I mean, if it's on magnetic storage medium,
copy it onto an isolated drive.
Yeah. I don't think any of you is a roboticist.
I have computers, but not robots.
No such thing as a roboticist outside of the TV show Robbie Roboticist.
I can
a roboticist
so
of all trades.
What you learn from that, which may be of interest, is it has very little fixed storage.
I think we need this already.
I can say this to Mark in two words: netboot. For the benefit of the rest of
Okay.
What it has is a basic program loader, and then it gets the rest off the network when it starts.
I had a feeling we'd already investigated this, and it didn't have much on it.
Which would explain why it was able to do the thing with the drawing out the selenium and stuff, because that wasn't actually it. It was the mainframe.
That's coming from the servers. Yeah.
So, is there a way we can talk to the mainframe? Can we wrap drop a Mickey Finn in our data jimmies, as the hackers say?
No.
I'm slightly concerned
about... Were
they
laughing behind their hands when they told you that was what the hackers said?
I had it on very good authority.
I'm slightly...
There's got to be a situation where Radish is in a bar and he starts talking like this and suddenly it goes deathly quiet, followed by the sound of multiple small pistols being cocked.
I'm slightly concerned about trying to hack the mainframe of this giant spaceship.
Well, potentially lethal spacecraft.
Hack and communicate with are not necessarily the same thing.
But that's why I'm concerned about the possibility.
I think we go with communicate. We make it, non-intrusive. We don't lobster it. Basically.
I mean, we have got a connection to it. Isn't the phrase Radish? Mm. We have got a connection to it. We could just go, burr, 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 up the...
You're trying
up to freak the old fiber
the,
optic.
Well, George is already trying to establish communications with it.
George.
That's basically why I was trying to analyze its software.
We've got a slow universal translator and he's called George.
But he does have a nifty hat.
I mean, the problem is, once again, he's the most valuable person in the party. So we'll just go to the bar.
He's never going to be allowed on shore leave, is he?
No. I will play with whatever software we have managed to copy off this robot.
Okay.
Protocols,
Yeah, that is actually going to get you started on the wireless communication protocol, because this is simple code that has to speak the wireless communication protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the processor that code has to run on, and so on.
Can you get any feeling of what kind of level of tech this civilization is? I guess it's already pretty high, given what they've just built.
Yeah, we're talking Phillips head screwdrivers, or
inter-edu roll.
That's cocked. That is 9, 11.
Okay, that will certainly do. It's not a simple answer. It is more advanced in some respects, less in others. I mean, obviously they don't have stutter warp. They're chemical rockets, insofar as you've seen them at all, look not as good as yours. They do have the Bussard ramjets, which humanity basically abandoned after some early experiments. Because it wouldn't work in the less dense interstellar medium near Earth, and B, because you've got stutter warp anyway.
They build big, don't they? I mean, they're making up for it by building big.
Yep. Let's see, I think combine that with some of the stuff George is getting, and you've got at least a working theory of evacuation arc.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, that seems like the sort of thing we should probably help, then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But what's a B arc?
If it's some sort of attack, it's a very long-term plan to send this thing out. So, I think kind of
some civilizations
a seed
think
colony
long-term.
Or something was... yes, like that, what was the bit with Zaphod in the crash plane, and it said that...
Oh, the lemon-scented
hello, are you there?
That they've been
I just lost everybody.
Waiting for several
I've just lost everybody.
Years.
Oh, this is supposed to be ultra-fast internet. Where are you?
How quaint.
How, as an IT specialist, got a full disk? Haven't you got 20 terabytes of easily accessible hard disks at close hand? I could see Roger looking very smug. That's all I will
say. My backup NAS is 98% full.
But you've still got thousands of terabytes free. So,
John has cloned himself once again.
No wonder it's full. It's probably full of cloned Johns.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I don't
know. The internet just blipped.
Whatever seems viable from where you are now.
You need to delete that RimWorld new expansion you just bought. What?
That's exactly what it looks like, yep. No, I'm not convinced.
It's a tropical IPA.
There should be no such thing. Don't you see that?
You enjoy your drinks. I'll enjoy mine.
Yes, I'm
I doubt that
Friday
very much.
And buy, 10 litres of mild, so...
You know that this is going to end with you sleeping under a hedge, bottle of white lightning, a broken man.
Which of us?
Well, assuming we're waking up together, first. Wrapped around the bottle of white lightning. Okay, all right. So, an evacuation arc.
Something like
and
that.
That sounds like a medical device now, I think.
At least an approximate idea of where they came from.
Okay. Mm. And is it the... Well, we don't. I know we don't know much about it, but we're assuming the squids are the things that are... Well, I'm not going to say evacuated. I'm assuming the squids were evacuated from their planet. Evacuating the squids would be a different...
They're obviously keeping them alive. You know, they're using quite sophisticated things to keep those alive. So we'd come to the conclusion that they weren't likely to be just... You know, a fridge full of
calamari
snacks. It's not. Mm. It's not efficient.
I don't know. Would you want your calamari to arrive 2 million years dead once it got to your planet? That seems to validate the most likely explanation that it's some kind of generation. Yeah. I keep saying generation ship. Clearly, yeah, it isn't. But
a
cryo
colony seeder or something.
Yeah.
Mm. A lifeboat. Who knows?
Mm.
But we've then got the issue of whatever the hell that thing is that's going around.
If that's the case, shouldn't we try and destroy
that? Is that part of the design? Is it part of what's there? It seems unlikely. It could be something that started out perhaps as kind of a, you know, cleaning effect or whatever, and
my initial experiments did show that this thing could survive for an unlimited period in a vacuum, as I recall. And so that's what led to my theory that it was on the thing that hit the ship.
Yeah. That's the alternative, isn't it? It's an alien entity that's introduced
we're all aliens to someone, aren't we?
Alien, yes, as in it's not native to that ship. So perhaps I should ask the scientists checking the samples of goop.
I'm a scientist.
The other scientists checking the samples of goop.
That's literally my job.
We don't know what your job is, because every time we ask you, you say you're not that
a
kind
job
of
is
doctor.
A very restrictive term. We've talked about this in my sessions. If you only turn up,
sort of
you're
not a physical doctor.
You're not defined by your career, are
is
you?
Is he just trying to happen heir of a man
are
of mystery?
Multitudes.
Would you undergo surgery or even dentistry from somebody who, when you said you are qualified for this, are you? Said, well, qualifications are very restrictive things, aren't they?
Well, yes. Well, no. But
anyway, as I was saying, should we get them to check? Can they come up with something that would repel, attract, and kill this thing? Because if we decide it needs to be destroyed, we're going to need something along those lines.
I will ask me. And I will go to work
Brilliant.
On that thing.
Yeah, let's build that before it becomes an unstoppable killing machine that's rampaging through the crew.
I'll separate it into several sections, because it seems to be a whole thing. And just test it. Is it particularly sensitive to it? I'll start with electricity, radiation, heat, cold.
So you're really undergoing, setting up a whole process of torture, aren't you?
I don't like to think of it as torture, as more facilitated pain production.
Murder.
Resistance inculcation training.
Is useless.
Yeah. All those lovely pictures that you see on the XCOM games.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. We have interrogated the
multiply resistant alien amoeboid.
So we're up against some sort of tardigrade equivalent that can...
God, I hope not.
Piglet.
I mean, this thing is very simple. All it has to do to put itself in a vacuum is prevent itself from massively dehydrating and desiccating, I guess. Or at least survive freezing.
Maybe not even that.
Which is not that hard when you're a unicellular organism with a large, tough cell wall, I guess.
Which obviously those frogs can't, really.
Yeah, some kind of spore would. Do I think it?
Okay.
Did I think, Roger, it could survive as it is, or would it have to kind of sporulate to survive space?
Well, I mean, you've got samples to test this on. It does appear to be able to think. How long term, you don't know, but it can at least survive short periods in vacuum.
Okay. All right. Well, we could all survive a very short period of vacuum. but yes. Okay. All right. So cold's probably not going to be it. Probably radiation's not going to work in that case. It doesn't really seem to have genetic material, as I recall.
Well,
it sort of does. But it's resistant
it can
to radiation.
Move itself.
Well, that and it's got kind of myofibrils within its cytoplasm.
Simply that whatever it's using for carrying the genetic information can be quite large, and therefore less susceptible to radiation damage.
Okay,
we can't use radiation to try and kill it because we'll end up killing ourselves, unless it's
Zeta
radiation or something.
Fire on the other hand.
Fire is great.
Have you tried Slim Whitman's Indian love call?
Fire seems to work for it, does it?
Yeah.
Puberty Love, I think, was the original.
I'm going to suggest Mason. My initial experiments suggest a judicious application of fire would be the best solution.
Okay, but how do we attract it to them?
Can you find it?
I'll see if there's some kind of chemo attractant. See what attracts this thing towards the sensors.
Is there a way of actually looking at this thing?
Signatures. I think
that's slightly surprising because it's more complicated than you were originally assuming because you were looking at that to start with. Mm. There's something in there at least that appears to go for moving around but isolated from other things that are moving around, which is several layers of abstraction higher than one might expect.
We have.
It's fascinating. The fungal organisms can sometimes show a similar level of intelligence, even though it is distributed rather than centralised.
Respect
such as
the
our
slime mould.
Yeah, exactly. Slime mould. Fucking incredible. But maybe it's some sort of form of distributed intelligence. Anyway, yes, it seems
brilliant
to be
this
able.
This is about as useful as saying that lichen are actually ambush predators; they're just very slow.
That's not far from
which actually, that sounds perfectly legit to me.
Look at plant growth speeded up, bleeding terrifying.
It is. Well, look at fungal growth, even more terrifying. Yeah. Anyway, because an organism that causes a yeast infection is the same cell that will grow a mushroom. That's nuts to me. Anyway.
Maybe don't plant them there.
It does seem to be able to work out from a collection of biomass what is the smallest and, pick on the weakest target.
Okay, so where do we need to stand you for it to come in and attack?
Have we got a ship's pig? For instance,
I repeat my question.
No, nobody is going to let you borrow Freya, the ship's neo-dog.
They might let you borrow
Schlambold, which is more or less the ship's slime mold.
We don't. I'm still not sure quite what it picks up on biologically. Maybe it's heat. That would seem the most easy thing to pick up. But we did try putting a heat sink somewhere, and it didn't seem to go for that. So maybe it has to move around a bit. So what we need to
if we go into one of the chambers, and then after a little while one of us walks away, and then
that seems
spends
to be the thing
time,
that's triggered it every time,
and that person is equipped to basically blast it.
They should have fireproof knees or something like that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we've got fire resistance as part of spaces.
So to fireproof a knee, would you go to kneecap?
I'm not having a kneecap anywhere near Mason. I know.
Is there any other way?
Is overstated.
Is there any other way to kill it other than the flamethrower? Because I'm just wondering what happens if you sort of toast half of it and it runs away.
I'm sure there are other ways, but this is the most efficient, easiest.
Can we see if there's a chemical method? Can we see if there is a way of tracking it, as in if we've actually got something where we could actually send probes around and turn around and go, oh, look, there's one.
Well,
can they do
spectroscopy or something? If you were to attack it from one end, if it basically came out and made its grab for radish, and he hits it with the flamethrower, just a minute, objections later, I'll take questions, and blasts it and then tries to retreat. Well, at that stage, we'll know where it's retreating into and can perhaps shove a flamethrower down the other end of the grid.
What happens if there's more than one?
We'll find that out then, don't we?
Interesting question, because actually, Jethro, in many ways they are all one. you know, there isn't really a division between these organisms.
Can we just go, Dr. Radish, yes. Is there a way of detecting where this creature is on that ship?
Okay, does it give off anything that we might be able to detect from a distance?
Your best bet,
or
I
chemical
think,
trail or anything like that?
Would be the subsonics as it's moving through ductwork.
The what? Sorry, Felix was scrumpling up something. Okay.
Can the maintenance bot, do they know it's around? Are they aware of it through their own sensors and things? Because if George can get them to alert us to it.
They didn't appear to be. I mean, they were reacting to it ad hoc.
They were reacting to it when it actually surfaced. They didn't seem to care about
it. But was that just because they're aware of it but they ignore it? It can't be moving about without triggering some sort of sensors. Well, the thing is covered in them.
Okay, so we have quite a lot of drones dotted around the ship. If we were...
Big ship, though.
It is a very big ship, but it's also in the area where it was.
Makes you wonder how many of them are in the other bits, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, this is my thought. However... If we can mock up something of roughly the same size as the vent or the duct that it went into, of roughly the same material properties, and then send it down there, we should be able to get some form of sonic signature that we could then be listening out for with all the drones.
Okay. That's a plausible thing.
Yeah, okay. That sounds
good.
Or
we could just fit that section of piping with a flamethrower.
If we know... Yes, but the problem is that we're currently on board our ship, not on their ship.
But if we can track all of them down... And your drones... can't be that hard to fit some of your drones with flame-emitting devices, presumably?
These ones I can't. However, I can... there are other drones that we could use, sort of, maybe.
Okay.
Might need to go down a tracked route, but yeah.
Another thing is you will need to modify them a bit because, you know, you can print up standard flamethrowers easily enough, but you will need to supply oxygen as well.
Yeah.
Good point.
And don't do anything that will end up with some sort of self-sustaining reaction.
You've invented fire.
All right, well, let's see if we can record this signature and then see if we can track it.
Okay. Because after we've got that stage, I mean, really, we've helped them as much as we can, haven't we? They're going to get the next
We will. It seems like we are going to... Yeah, we're going to give them that big chunk of selenium. Will that be enough?
We've got that
according
data.
According to our estimates, Roger, the new load that's coming.
Probably, maybe.
Okay.
That's to reach a point where they've got enough of these things going that they can repair the ship in reasonable time. I mean, surely its biggest problem was that they've got like two guys trying to repair the ship.
Mm.
Yeah.
We are basically,
it'll be exponential, hopefully, as they repair
them
a
hand, aren't we?
Yeah. I think we've done more than enough to sleep easy at night.
I bet you've heard that a lot. You've done more than enough, Dr. Radish.
Now leave it alone.
Does George feel satisfied with the progress he's made?
No. He doesn't fully speak the language.
Of course, yes. I'm familiar with this syndrome. But
after this long on drugs and without sleeping, he probably doesn't speak our language either.
He has just about pinned down the origin world, and using the astronomical data you've gathered in FTL flight... It would appear to be consistent with a quite large solar flare 150 odd years ago.
Oh dear.
Interesting.
I thought it was going to be.
The whole planet was taken out.
I thought it was going to be a planet of the Apes twist, that it was going to be Earth that they came from.
Really?
Well, it wouldn't make any sense, but it didn't never stop Tim Burton.
It wouldn't make any sense. I mean, they don't look like. What would they be coming from Earth that looked like this?
Squid. Mm.
They don't look like squid, though, do they? They look a bit like squid.
Well, they're super advanced squid from a future Earth.
Our squid are pretty advanced, I'll be honest.
That's true. These are, that, yeah, imagine that and then do it a bit more.
Vampire squid.
Right. Let's see if we can track him down then.
I mean,
when... We drove past a van today that said octopus installation, and I thought, that's niche, isn't it?
Yeah. Just need someone to put up these octopi.
I don't know what the, you know, because we drove past, so I've no idea what that business is, but octopus installation.
Mm-hmm.
For all your octopus installing needs.
It's very cheap though, it's only 6 quid.
Different family, aren't they?
Well, they're both
Oh, you're suggesting they're all like organised crime?
A squid's not crustaceans.
They won't work together.
Yeah.
Mollusks.
Oh, you're right.
Same to you.
There's no need for that, Roger. Only,
Same to you with Belson.
So,
well, enough of this, this gay banter.
Whenever whenever we do head off, if we are broadly sympathetic to these creatures, we maybe want to leave a sort of data dump of, hey, we are the nice friendly aliens who helped you, here is some stuff about us.
Same but family. Not our address.
But not our address, yeah.
They're cephalopods. We should know that. Right?
I certainly get a feeling with this and the other campaign, what you really want is business cards saying, this ship fixed by Team Earth. a smiling planet sticking one thumb up and probably winking.
Oh,
yeah.
Business cards is kind of my other campaign, Roger.
My God, you have business cards.
It just feels to me like it's cheapening the whole scientific aspect of our journey. Do you think?
Yeah, we should leave
basically
them with
turning into the Mario Brother plumbing.
It's more like Ghostbusters, really, isn't it?
Well, not
getting that sort of vibe. I mean, if you think about
this
tech,
particular one with the Slimer and things,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid no amoebic monster.
Dysentery?
That's what gave me pause, because I was thinking I might end up saying dysentery.
Nothing good comes after.
Nothing good comes from that. Anyway, just discharge that thought.
Mm.
We've got our missions and plots and so on. I'm going to bed.
Hmm.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
Yeah, George, you should probably rest.
I mean, I'm basically an intelligence agent. What do I do?
Mm.
But I've always got a pronoun structure.
And you'll have
George,
a better one when you wake up.
No rest. Hello again, Nick. That was incredibly quick of you.
I'm just turning the light on.
No problem with this prostate.
It would take longer either to go to the toilet or to get yourself a beer.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't doing either of those.
Or to switch your microphone back on.
Am I muted?
Your microphone.
Oh, motherfuckers. You absolute shitbag cunt. Yeah, it's fine. No, I was just turning the light on.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mm. All right.
See, whereas I
sorry, that wasn't amusing.
A room where I can pretty much touch the door with one hand and not quite
see,
touch the
wall
on the other side or the other.
He lives down south, mate. They've got rooms there that you can't touch both walls at once. It's incredible.
All these
we have houses down here that you wouldn't believe.
All these mod cons.
Cats on fire on the shoulder of the garden gate.
Right. Well, have we got the sound signature then, Roger?
It's...
It's got a cockeyed plan, really, this.
Yeah, and you've got quite a long time. You basically can use the existing drones. So there you go. When they are observing the amoeba going past, which they very occasionally do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like the noise reduction filter in Audacity, really, isn't it?
But in reverse.
We're trying to just isolate that.
Yeah, and then amplify it, yeah.
Yeah. That's going to give you a bit more information. It's basically wandering about mostly the same four or five tubes.
Hmm. Okay. And is it possible, from what we can see of the plan of the place, to isolate those tubes so that it's stuck within them?
They already are isolated.
That's handy. then we just fill them with red hot liquid.
When I say tubes, I mean the things that have
the entire
in them.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's a shorthand.
Where would we get that much?
So it's ended up in there, and maybe is possibly just stuck in there.
But it's
unless it actually comes out of the tubes through the gratings and things.
Yeah. So when I say tubes, I mean the large structure. So if it were confined to one tube, I would mean the ductwork behind the gratings and the central space with the pods and so on. And apparently you can get between a few of them as well.
So a tube is one of the huge areas with loads of chambers full of pods.
Harder,
where would we get that much red hot liquid magma? I mean,
I suppose could we unfasten all the relevant tubes and just jettison them into the star?
That would be killing quite a large proportion of the creatures.
Feed them into its own Bussard ramjet,
which is not currently turned on.
This will be still, again,
don't
quite
throw
a large...
problems at me, throw solutions.
On the 13 tubes?
What solution would you like? Acid or airplane?
We made a note of how many tubes there were in total.
Hang on a sec.
750 tubes. Okay, 5 or 6 is not many.
Still
quite a lot.
Have we tried acid on the... have we tried acid, really? No, but have we tried...
chemicals are not fruitful in terms of ways of damaging this thing.
So it's pretty much heat, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
All that we've found.
It seems unscathed, but we've melted a hole between decks is never a good solution.
Bullets not really recommended because there is a certain risk of splatter. Lasers possibly. Mm.
But wouldn't we be better with that?
What's that kind of plasma? Have we got plasma weapons, or is that...
We have... Yeah, I wouldn't recommend them.
Okay.
We know electricity discourages it.
Yes.
Can we equip some of your drones with electric prods and sort of herd it out to a single chamber that we could then see?
Again, I can't do it with the probes, with the drones that we've got.
Could we reverse the polarity of the electricity to actually make them stick onto it?
If we could...
That's not how electric works.
If we could basically explain to the robots...
Story I read yesterday.
That would, they could potentially do this bit for us, but...
What was that?
Reading scientific romances is basically half getting everything that you've been educated with and throwing it away, and half enjoying the story.
Was it a joke?
This one, for example, the only way to start to kill the world's most virulent microbe is to inoculate everybody with the opposite energy that it was made with. It was fed on negative energy, negative electricity. So everybody has to be inoculated with positive electricity.
I have a horrible feeling there's a terrified number of current humanity that would believe that is actually a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically Ghostbusters 2, in other words, John.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I've only seen it once and hated it.
But also,
all I remember was Dan Aykroyd screaming its line.
What was it? What is a George Griffith story where the electricity in the London Underground catches fire? Something like that.
That does ring a bell.
That's not A Corner in Lightning, is it?
I don't remember.
That's one of his. The, there is a brilliant story, and I've forgotten who's written it, but this guy sort of... electricity is everywhere, and the author clearly thinks that it works very much like water, obviously very deadly water, because it's sort of... it's got out and is sort of gone all over the road and is electrifying the horses, and they're dying and everything. But it really is written up as if, if you splash into it, you're in real trouble.
That sounds familiar.
So, it's a very good story, but again, it's written, same as the microbe one, which is about 1885, I think. It's written right at the point where this sort of thing is cutting edge news, but nobody really knew that much about it. Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to ways to kill this blob. Mm-hmm. Do we just think that some sort of flame.
I think fire's got to be the
weapon. It's got to be more than just a flamethrower, though, hasn't it? Because of the
well, we
the
can't have that's why I was wondering about plasma
tanks.
Okay. Nothing can possibly go wrong with a flamethrower augmented with giant.
Is there any way
tank?
To make it more napalm-like? Do you think to make a fire that will adhere to the?
Do you have to like come in it or something like that?
You put polystyrene in petrol.
Okay.
I think you may have read some different manuals.
Okay.
The trick is making it keep burning as well.
Thermite.
And you already have blueprints for laser rifles.
So I come at it like a biologist. That's all I can say.
I would dare you to go to a club.
Please don't
come at
anything.
Also, obviously, the badge John got you.
I've had to hide that away.
Remind me which one that was.
It's too rude to the kids might.
Was it the one about Tramp? Was that the one about the Tramp?
I'm weirdly embarrassed now, Tramp.
Oh, go on, say it. Go on, do it. Do it. Go on, tell
it. It just says
us.
I wank off Tramp.
You could say it a bit more emphatically to make a better sound bite.
Oh, wank off, Tramps!
Aren't you noting down the time?
Well, what I enjoyed was that then John was surprised that I actually wore it throughout the
well, we
the
we can
sushi
splice
meal.
That. What I enjoyed was, and then splice it the bit. Yeah.
That sounds dangerously like audio editing.
I have done that once before when
wanked off a tramp.
I edited a bit of Nick's thing saying who he was into a line from Archer.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is precedent.
Yeah.
You've got to have a hobby. Yeah. I'm still collecting outtakes of various games, but not this one.
Well, I mean, we're basically, there's no intake, is there? Anyway.
No intake?
Well, it's all outtake, isn't it?
It's true.
Sorry, Roger. Let's intake a bit of...
Oh, well, I'll just go home then. Oh, hang on, I am at home.
let's just get some flamethrowers, a ton of oxygen. Strap them to Jethro.
Excuse me?
How many drones can you modify with flamethrowers in a short period of time?
So I can't use the drones that we've currently using.
You could get your minions to do it back on the ship, couldn't you?
Yeah. Because they're too small. But there are...
Your French lady can do it.
I have a question.
Strap flamethrowers to me like one of your French
How
drones.
Big are these ducts that the thing is oozing through?
Ducts?
I thought the same thing.
Hashtag Glorantha.
I don't know, well, about 8-10 inches?
Yeah, well, one of the problems was that what you're mostly seeing is it going through gratings.
Mm. I'm thinking expanding self-hardening foam, if we have such a thing.
Okay.
Which but then potentially drones could deploy to trap it within a small area, which we could then... work to get at.
I guess the other problem is we don't know if it's an it or a them.
If we get one of them, we'll find out because it'll stop moving.
It might be able to munch its way through the foam.
I don't know if we have any self-expanding hardening foam anyway. So.
I mean, I've got some downstairs, so if we haven't got some in a spaceship, we'll be able to
see a doctor about that. Of you saying, I am a waxy genius, Nick. Yeah. How did I even get that?
I am a genius.
I have no memory.
I've got a lot of outtakes, well, snippets from Carry On movies for some reason.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah.
Stop messing about.
Yeah, they don't really do warbots in this setting, or even war drones.
Mm. What about an explosive?
I'm sure there's a tracked thing or something, or not maybe not tracked, but it's wheeled or.
Can you strap like a firebomb onto one of them? You've got a lot of these drones. Or is that too heavy? Is the issue they can't carry very much?
Yeah, remembering that it doesn't specify, but I'm assuming that the micro drone, which is the one you've been using for most of this recon, is, you know, 6-8 inches across.
Well, no, I thought we'd kind of decided it was kind of like hockey puck sized,
maybe a bit bigger than that, but basically like the thing in Runaway is what I'm.
In fact, actually, I think that was our our thing, wasn't it? Runaway, and then bless.
We're going to end up in a segue vortex where we just keep segueing along the same segues and never escape this scenario.
So, I mean,
that seems likely. Actually,
the simple thing to do. Given something like that, you can't usefully attach a weapon to it, but you could attach a grenade to it.
You
would lose the thing when the grenade went off.
True, but incendiary grenade and all that.
Yeah. Mm.
Hopefully not too much damage to surrounding structure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you basically
A spaceship. You can't damage a spaceship.
Yeah, you're doing it. So
it's a really big spaceship.
Don't tell that to people who landed in the lunar module. But
all the ones who were on that Boeing crew capsule.
Yeah, all right, fair point. But you know, these are space spaceships.
As opposed to the other kind, yeah.
But it sounds like our plan.
What's the other kind?
They're futuristic spaceships. You know.
Oh, as opposed to historical spaceships.
Well, there are they're 50 historical years spaceships. Old,
yeah, I'm afraid. Admittedly, they're not the sort of historical spaceships that I read about. Those are far more sensible.
Usually far more comfortable as well.
Yes, they almost all have a decanter somewhere along the line.
I think they're like zeppelins in space. And
there's a smoking lounge.
I mean, the last thing you wanted on the Hindenburg was a smoking lounge. But
no, they had a smoking lounge.
Which did not contribute
to the accident. It was asbestos lined.
Which
did not contribute to the accident.
No, I say, it was nothing to do with that. It was basically... Yeah.
It was the one fireproof section of the entire ship, in fact.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was the fireproof. It was a combination of the fireproofing, which wasn't...
And being at the bottom.
And it was a thunderstorm, wasn't it? It was electrical.
No, it was probably static from the charge on the ship versus the charge on the mooring line.
Yeah. But painting
the ship with rocket fuel did not help.
Yeah. Mm. And the fact that it was aluminium, and it was like one of these things where the paint was fine. The aluminium was fine. The combination of the two plus an electric charge was quite incendiary.
Yeah. Have you ever read the full details of the German rocket fighter? The one that actually flew?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you find out what it was fueled with... Sorry?
I'm far too familiar with this.
So you know what the fuel was and what it would do to a pilot if they got a spill on them.
Yes, but looking on the bright side, the oxidizer would also dissolve the pilot if you got a spill on him.
Yeah. They've got it in... I'm sure they've got one of those in...
Certainly one at the Science Museum. Or used to
Thingy. Oh, God. Aeroplane place not far from Stoke. Love of God, brain's gone completely dead. Well, not far from Townford. Cosford.
RAF Cosford? No.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, right. Cosford. Okay. Yeah, Cosford. Oh, okay. Yeah,
essentially the pilot was in very, very close proximity with something that could almost have been specifically designed to dissolve him.
Yeah.
Just excellent. Horrific.
Thanks.
But look, we want you to go in. If they both leaked at once, go into combat.
A T-Stoff.
Test-off and stabilized off, I think, yeah.
Yeah, stabilized high-test peroxide. Mixture of phosphoric acid, hydrogen peroxide.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and Z-stuff and an aqueous solution of permanganate. Ooh, that's...
We would like a volunteer test pilot.
Yeah.
You look like the man.
Also, if you tried to land it without completely exhausting the fuel, the shock of landing would often detonate the remaining fuel.
Blimey. It's basically Philostage on whatever it was. Very good. Well, I hate to drag us back to the scenario.
But I know. I'm trying my best to sort of deflect, but you're just getting too at being the boring person.
I know.
Go on.
Okay, I mean, the impression I'm getting here is suicide attack by drones with incendiary grenades.
Yes.
Basically, something that puts us not at risk.
Yeah, we can rig some.
Oh, that sounds like one of your plans.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, we could actually get it so that we could probably get it so that we could get a few of them that drop incendiary grenades, and then one that goes along and then triggers the rest.
No, it doesn't sound as good as, you know, wave after wave of suicide bombers going in, does it?
Well, I suspect drones or not. I suspect the trick is actually just to get as much fire in place as quickly as possible. In the hope that it doesn't evade.
We could paint little smiley faces on the drones, if you like. if you'd feel better about it.
I suspect the military version has those already, hearts and minds and all that. Okay, Jethro, give me a remote ops. Almost as proxy for a whole bunch of other people as well.
Okay. I probably don't want to use my fate dice for that.
Back in a moment, and I'm hoping very much that I'll be able to continue hearing what you're all saying, but you won't be able to hear what I'm doing.
Right, so...
Is this going to be like the Naked Gun scene?
So I've rolled...
I think now we get the sound of him, you know, selling secrets to enemy agents
No, still the best one for any of that has to be Greg Davis talking about basically when he was teaching somebody who had to have an audio feed because she was quite badly deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And he was teaching her, and then they had a break, and then they were going back into the thing, and he went to the loo. And he'd been home for the weekend and then got absolutely smashed, and basically he'd just thrown some clothes on, and basically he realised that because of course he'd been home for the weekend and got his mother to do all the washing, there was a pair of his mother's underpants that had got into the washing. He knew this because he was wearing them. And he was there basically sitting down, and basically, you know, he'd just been out for a session, so basically horrible smell. And he's there going, "Oh, you loser," and bits and pieces like that. Goes back in, and this girl is just staring at him wide eyed, and he looks down and he realised that he'd left the bike on for the whole time. It's brilliant. I mean, he obviously tells it far, far, far better, but he, some of the stuff that he came out, he did when he was just, when he was a teacher, was just hysterical. I mean, the fact that he was a war teacher.
Unless he was actually your teacher.
He was quite a good drama teacher, apparently. But, yeah. Okay, so I've rolled 10.
Mm-hmm.
I have a... Assuming that we're going for Inted, I've got a stat of 1, and I've got a skill of 1, so that's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a bit of a... Cut back to smooth that out.
And this is stuff that I have probably done in the past.
Yeah, at the very least,
firebombed
up the grenade is fairly straightforward. Making it actually detonate on command would be harder, but
yeah, I mean, to be fair, I've also got explosives if that's needed. So.
Also, of course, you can, again, rig something up that will have enough oxygen to splash actually burning stuff.
Mm. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, magnesium, oxygen, petrol. I don't see anything wrong with that. Anybody listening to this?
As long as we're on.
Don't try that at home.
No.
We're on another spaceship, so I'm quite happy.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what happens if we set off some sort of cascading explosions.
what is this spaceship made of again, Roger?
In retrospect, we
charcoal
shouldn't have made
briquettes.
It in the magnesium, should we?
Yeah, it's so much lighter.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, dear.
And coated with rocket fuel, you say?
So, yeah, you may need to do this two or three times, but there's gradually diminishing creature mass each time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it doesn't seem to be able to learn enough to avoid going back to that. So,
one up for the slime mold.
Eventually, well, congratulations, Dr. Radish, you have the last one of these that you know of.
We have almost eliminated an entire alien life form.
Race extinct.
Well, there's probably more.
Sorry, that's based on what?
Just probably.
I mean, literally, eliminated an entire alien life form is true. That is a singular.
Well, yeah, we've killed one individual. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't count, does
which,
it?
For all you know, is the entire species.
Well, we haven't, though, because I've split off.
It may, in fact, have arrived here on some sort of, I don't know, lifeboat ship, fleeing the destruction of its planet, bumped into this thing, and then we've just killed it off.
It crashed into a ship full of parasitic squid.
Simply
squid.
Because it's very likely this being us.
I think
Roger's that's... got the scenario. Roger's going, well, they failed to rescue the ambassador. But...
In fact, we've got a piece of the ambassador.
The sleepy one. You know, we are basically Mr. Chinnery, but as a sort of exploratory team.
Oh dear, oh dear. Okay, I think we've done a good job there. Now let's chug them up with selenium up the wazoo, and then we can move on.
Yeah, your boat will get back sometime in the next few hours, so.
And they can get their selenium-based warship design back underway.
Apparently, it's the optical fibres that need it.
But to do what? Focus laser beams, perhaps? Install Virgin Internet?
God, I
want it to work.
Install Windows 11.
I've got Windows 11 on my work computer now. I try to...
Oh, we're not allowed 11 yet.
No, we're still on 10.
Not that
we're on Windows NT.
Well, Windows 10 is about to run out.
Yes.
There are,
in September.
There are exceptions.
Yeah, you could,
there are a lot of exceptions.
You can
pay to keep going for a bit. It's not actually that expensive.
Yeah. Not
if you're a big organisation.
Well, it's actually, no, it's not that expensive.
No, it's like a few pounds a month or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the privilege of getting bug fixes to your horrible obsolete software that is less bad than the more recent version.
I knew he couldn't let it go!
Less obsolete.
Knew he couldn't let it go.
You wouldn't let it lie.
Well, we have...
Just look at the faff you have to go to record sound, whereas I just run one command.
Don't. Don't.
I've never seen you swearing about Linux at all. In any way.
Don't. There are so many things... especially if I'm doing anything low level on Windows, that I'm normally at the point of screaming.
Hey, at least it's not macOS.
I've got to say, I still cannot persuade Linux to let me use the input for other languages, so I still cannot use it to write in Chinese or Japanese.
Really?
Oh, really?
We can talk about this.
That's
I think
that's my ongoing frustration.
Yeah, that sounds odd.
It's just because I'm incompetent.
No. I think you're actually probably missing.
There must be people who are doing it.
Yeah, we almost finished this scenario.
Yeah.
No, okay, I don't think we did.
Last minute save.
Yeah. So there is a matter of transferring a whole load of somewhat refined selenium.
Let's just bung it in their direction. I hope it doesn't break anything.
Yeah. Let's see. It's going to. Pretty much send out a swarm of the same maintenance robots you've seen before, and they start carving it apart.
Cool. Do you think the one that we took away, we could put something in it to either a sort of a locator beacon or some sort of storage device to just,
microchip.
You've got
just something in there and put it back
Oh,
sorry,
robot
incendiary grenades left.
Well, no, I was thinking something that might be useful if we want to track what this thing's doing.
You mean the robot we took away?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it was the robot I was talking about.
Not the bit of blob.
No, the blob, that's just going to turn into some weird...
Cell survivor of an ancient civilization.
Experiment.
Like that carrot thing in the...
He'll come to the conclusion that he's murdered an entire alien species. That he has become death.
It wasn't me. It was Jethro and his firebombs.
You see, that'll work for now, but then you'll start to think, but it wasn't really him. He's just a soldier. He was just following orders.
The responsibility lies with
I, the intellectual. And eventually, guilt will overcome you, and you'll try to repopulate every planet you can come across with that thing.
Oh, well, I thought you were just going to say, I'm going to repopulate every planet I come across.
I don't think your ejaculate is
please don't come across any planets. That's all I can say.
Oh, it's my genetic destiny to...
I'm moving swiftly away from that. Yes, I am on board with Mason's suggestion. I think trying to tag this chap with some sort of tracker device and maybe, you know, paint a smiley face on it so we know which one it was.
Or we could leave some sort of probe following this ship.
Mm-hmm. Felix was here.
At a distance, hiding behind any debris or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't know how fast it goes.
Well, no, I mean, the basic problem is there's nothing humanity builds that has the real space endurance to keep up with a ramjet.
No.
Right.
No.
Now, you,
well, actually, no, what you can do...
It's going to be some time before
it's stutter warp, watch you go past, stutter warp, watch you go past.
Yeah, but it might not be...
You can see what's going to go wrong there, can't you?
Stutter warp, watch it.
Have you ever had someone hold a nail while you have it?
This also doesn't work if it goes more than 7.7 light years.
Do they accelerate like exponentially? Is that the way a ramjet works?
No, it is Newtonian's flight.
Okay.
It gets a bit asymptotic at the top end because basically you have to accelerate the hydrogen up to your speed to fuse it.
Is this very much like questions of whether very fast wartime fighter jets would shoot themselves down? Is it this kind of thing?
I'm into the theory of relativity. Anyway, we don't know how long it's going to take to repair itself before it
would scoop up water on the go.
I'm the one trying to keep the plot going. all right. Well, we've done it then. Let's keep moving. I mean, we don't know how long it'll take to repair itself.
We've got a whole series of adventures here that we're not finishing off before we just leave.
Yeah. Can I just also say that
we've done a good one with the robot.
That when we go into stutter warp, can we do it just so that we're in the shadow of the sun to this thing? Because we don't really want to teach them how to do...
Stutter warp.
Yeah.
Is it possible to learn that by observation? I mean,
well, but I think...
I guess we'll find out in 30 million years.
Scanners and detectors they've got.
No, I know, but... Well,
they're a bit inward looking at the minute.
Oh, Christ, don't start that. Mm.
Gravitational anomalies are the traditional way of doing it.
Sorry.
So, I mean, what you could certainly do is just move the ship behind an asteroid or something like that.
Yeah.
So you're not actually observed when you vanish. And it just never comes out again from the point of view of the... Okay, so I mean, it sounds as if you're not hanging around long enough to wait for the repairs to be completed, but they do seem to be in progress.
Yeah, leave them with the big stack of propaganda about how wonderful humanity is.
I think we should leave a kind of well done, welcome to Earth. You're fucking welcome, that kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe we need to. If we could squeeze some sort of suitcase nuke into this this bot. So, in the event that they turn out to be baddies,
they'll have a suitcase nuke.
Can we leave a void contest? wired up to a fusion bomb.
Decode the clues. Even explain. And is Earth. The clues are actually McDonald's promotion, but
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Yes, I think apart from leaving behind things about how amazing our species is, I don't have any.
I do think we. Well.
Surely
is that a good idea, Phoenix?
Surely that's part of our mission.
To virtue is its own reward,
all species we encounter to think of
as you would understand from our trolley quandary lessons that we ran, a whole series of them, remember?
I was never very interested in transport.
I think we should be, quiet. We're paying it forward to another civilization.
Exactly.
And yeah, but to be fair, Doctor, you wouldn't let me strap you to, wouldn't let me, build any.
It was not meant to be a practical demonstration, Jethro. It was a thought experiment.
But there are some really impressive virtual reality systems these days, so.
Yeah.
Right.
And those of you who've seen The Good Place know what I'm talking about.
We shall head onwards. And upwards? I don't think there is an upwards in space.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, it's all upwards.
Well, then we'll head directionlessly and upwards.
Okay, so I could go on to the next one, but that actually seems a reasonable place to break, if you don't mind.
Hmm? Yeah, that seems fair. We've finished a scenario.
Well, have we?
We'll never know.
No, we'll never know. We'll just run away and leave the consequences
I
for
think
future generations.
Only when the captain gets round to doing performance reviews for the crew will we discover how well we're
doing. Oh, dear.
So, how many
what do you mean, D minus?
You saved this week.
Well, you know, the lads just come out and did the best. And,
we did the best.
Yeah, you know,
it was 11 men against 30 million drones. So,
yeah, you know, I mean, we're
it's very much a game of two halves.
I mean, if we only had two halves,
you can tell we watched loads of football because we've
we're done with the
all that sort of stuff. I know about football, I get from the Coleman balls, but it's a game. Well, football's a game of skill. We kick them a bit, and they kicked us a bit. Is a genuine
one. Oh, so are we? Is the captain taking us off elsewhere now?
Yep, onwards and towards the Pleiades,
to the brig,
Pleiades. Woo!
Pleiades or Reddish, various of the senior scientific staff are taking to going blorp when they see you walking past.
I will take that as, you know, you've got to relieve your tension on the spaceship somehow. You know, if I have to be the, if I can use it to help me pull in the ship disco, then that's fine.
The fact that you think there's a ship disco shows how unlikely that's going to
be. I've convinced him.
It's taken days of...
He's growing out his moustache and everything.
You had to get a specially made black shirt, white waistcoat and trousers.
It's a silent... It's a silent disco.
Do you know how hard it was to convince him?
It's also an invisible disco.
Invisible silent disco.
You could do that focused sound stuff so only he could hear the music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what silent discos are, isn't it? You put headphones on. It's just nobody else has the music playing to them, just him.
Well, thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
And we shall return.
Thank you very much.
How many seconds was that scenario supposed to last?
Not specified, but it is one page of the book.
Well,
how many?
That's a little worrying.
How many sessions did we do? Five.
Okay, let's go for six. Come on,
come on, everyone. We can do this.
Get your tangents ready.
How thick was the book again?
Oh,
are you going to tell us it's like 1,000 one-page scenarios?
No, but basically there are four separate PDFs, and PDFs numbers 3 and 4 have scenario content in them. But the lengths are wildly variable. Basically, PDF 3 is all the key plot points.
Have we found any of them yet?
So you admit there's a plot.
Stuff. We are exclusively...
And we're focusing on the side stuff.
Like a laser.
Say, onwards and outwards, we're flying away from the plot.
Let me just have a look here. The bits you have done of the key plot points are the message drone and the first crossing. Neither of which really involved you guys that much. So.
No, we just watched it happen.
And it goes up to... plot point 50,000 or so.
It's going to be longer than Mask.
But I'm thoroughly enjoying...
I am really enjoying...
Poodling about on alien spacecrafts and arguing about...
I am.
You know, the best way to...
I am, though. I'm actually starting to struggle with Jethro because he is actually the calm, sensible one. And it is so unlike me in real life.
Needs to be infected by
the
alien parasite.
Jethro... There comes a point, there has to come a point, when he will snap. So then you can just be yourself.
go back to
plenty of provocation.
Yeah. You've had enough.
And I'm thinking that possibly Poodle Drive is, we should have a vote and rename the Stutter War.
Is that Poodle or Poodle?
I like Poodle Drive, yeah.
No, Poodle Drive, you see, you've gone just one step too far away.
It's like a Beetle Drive, but with smaller dice.
Bigger. What's a poodle? I'm no expert, but I think poodles are bigger than beetles.
Only four legs.
You're right.
Still only four legs.
I think you'd need
What kind of dogs are you looking at?
A micro poodle.
Hideous millipede poodle.
You can get a toy poodle.
The latest advances from Japan, the Z-scale poodle.
Yeah.
We used to have a toy poodle called Binky.
Did you have a brain?
He got run into a car.
Mm.
One of my first memories of a pet is is Binky.
Similar with me with Randy. My mother had a toy poodle called Randy, and her best friend at the time, who lived next door, had a dachshund called Kinky.
Did Kinky eat Randy?
My father and my godfather used to regale us with things. Basically, they were doing some building work across the road, and my mum and Joyce would come out at about the same time. One would be shouting Randy and the other would be shouting Kinky, and the builders didn't know what
it's very much it's a dessert topping. No, it's a floor pollen.
Oh,
it's Randy and it's Kinky. It's like the girl I worked with called Shady. I've definitely told you this before.
Mm.
She arrived at the camp and she'd driven there, and one of the first people she met was Jacques Dufour. She'd bumped into all of us, and we're just sort of talking to her. And Jacques wanders in, one of the sort of mellowest, coolest, weirdest guys I've ever known. And she just turns to him all sort of bright and bubbly and goes, "Hi, I'm Shady." And Jacques just looked at her and went, "I'll bear that in mind." There was also a girl there called Randy.
Jacques Dufour.
It reminded me very much of sorry?
Did you say Jacques Dufour?
Yes, Jacques Dufour from Louisiana.
Okay.
Very talented musician and a very, I will say talented, but also weird artist. Did a lot of performance art and stuff. Cool guy.
Which, I will see you next
time. On that bombshell.
Indeed. Mm.
We should leave it there. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you. Fun times.
Good night, Jacques, if you're still out there. I know this will get
to you. Good night. Everybody eventually.
It's only been 35 years. You know.
Well, good night, Randy. Anyway, Shady.
Good night, all.
And indeed, Kinky and the other one.
Pinky and Perky. There we are. Bye. Cheers. Bye, everybody.